Welcome to the AFR Podcast, episode 31 for Wednesday the 29th of August 2007, Going Solo. Welcome everyone to this week's podcast. Now, as we all know, I am flying solo this week, so I'm going to keep this one very, very short and very, very quick so that I don't bore the living crap out of everyone. Just a quick recap on what happened during the week. We've obviously had the Champions League Grand Final, and we've had the prelims, which of course means this week we have the Grand Final. Now, the recap in the Champions League, basically, it didn't look good for Steve in the end when he had to name Bryce Gibbs as ruck. Josh Fraser was a late withdrawal, so of course that means he basically went in with nine players against the might of the Diggers. Now, the Dingoes obviously were playing another game in the prelim, and we'll see how they went in that shortly, but in the Champions League final, it was the Dingoes versus the Diggers. A couple of late changes for both of them. Steve dropped Malcheski and brought in Lindsay Gilby. For the Diggers, Nathan Buckley got a run, Hazelby got a run. In the end, as I said, the Diggers were just simply too strong. 106.5 to 153. It was a bit of a drubbing in the end. Of course, Buddy Franklin for both Steve and myself kicked 2 goals, 11. Which we'll see how that compares in the leagues, but Diggers simply too strong to win the second Champions League trophy. So the Diggers have some silverware. So the season's not a complete waste for them, because as I'm about to segue into, this week's grand final is Nexus versus Sons of God. Sons of God got up in a very, very close match. As I said before, the Diggers scored 153. The Sons of God in the end pulled up 157. So it was very, very close. Brian Harris was pretty good for the Suns, getting 23.5 at key back. Tyson Edwards was sensational, 32 at centre. Also McLeod in midfield, 19. Shane Crawford, 19 in Rover. Matthew Lloyd, 14. Paul Chapman, not too bad either at tagger, 10.5. For the Diggers, Pavlich was fantastic once again, 25. Buddy Franklin, as we all know, 2 goals, 11. So if you had to kick 4 goals, 8, or even, sorry, if you had to kick 4 goals, they would have won. Sam Mitchell, sensational, 38 at centre for the Diggers. Buckley, not too bad. Buckley was basically named, so hopefully he'd get his name on a trophy, and obviously that has worked. Story for the Diggers, though, was Lenny Hayes. Knocking off Andrew Swallow as the number one tagger, and picked up 14 tackles this week to give him 21 at tagger, which is amazing. Of course, Sam Fisher was below his best, only picking up 10. So as I said before, the Sons of God now go through to the grand final against Nexus, which of course is this week. Not sure who's going to win this. I'm thinking on the current form that I have to go with the Sons of God. I know Nexus have been the favourites throughout the whole year. However, Fletcher didn't play last week. Whether he plays this week over in Perth for Essendon's last game with Sheedy and Hurd, I guess that will be to be seen. But yeah, I'm actually going to tip the Sons of God. Sons of God, I know they're Jonathan Brown's up against the Geelong at the Gabba, I think, this week. He's capable of having a big game against Geelong. So I'm going the Sons of God to do that, and will fulfil my prediction. I tip the Sons of God and Nexus to finish 1 and 2. Now, in the original league, this wasn't a very good story for the Dingoes. As I said before, they scored 106.5 against the Diggers in the Champions League final, which of course means they put up 106.5 against the Dozers. Dozers were too strong, getting 137. Matty Richardson was pretty good for them, getting 20. Gary Ablett, 27. Cousins pretty good as well, 17 at in the midfield, but Dean Cox was pretty much BOG, picking up 16.5 in ruck. So, of course, that means Andrew Baker is playing Cameron Baker. So it's brother versus brother. Natasa Dalter has obviously had the week off last week, but they're now coming up against the Dozers. Once again, he's going to be looking without Fletcher, but this Natas team is just going to be too strong, I think, for the Dozers. Dozers are in with a decent shot, but Brad Johnson didn't kick a point or a goal last week, which is not going to be giving him much confidence going into the grand final. Jordan McMahon, still don't know if he's even going to play. Josh Hunt played all right, but he's got Joel Bowden. Joel Bowden will score more than Heath Shaw and McMahon or Hunt combined, I think. I think Natas could even be putting up a 150-160 plus score here and looking quite comfortable. So I'm going to tip Natas for the grand final. Unfortunately, that means the Dozers will come runner-up once again. But very, very worthy in the end. They came home with a wet sail, so they did well, obviously, to beat the Dingoes, who I think put up probably one of their lowest scores of the year this week. But good luck to both those teams. Anyway, as I said, this is going to be a short and sweet podcast because I don't want to bore you, but that's a quick recap on what happened last week in the AFR. Obviously, this week it is the grand final. Steve and I will be back online on Monday to give you the full recap of the grand finals. But for now, this is a goodbye from Andrew, and I hope you have a fantastic week.